We combed the latest research and talked to health, financial, and wellness experts to uncover the most important things you can do to keep the spring in your step and a healthy balance in your bank account through the years. Start by taking the Live Long and Prosper quiz to get a sense of how prepared you are now. Then read on to see what the experts recommend for everyone, including themselves. A yes equals 1 point, a no equals 0 points. Part 1, the Live Long and Prosper Quiz. 1. Do you claim your employer's 401k match? Americans miss out on an estimated $24 billion in unclaimed matches. 2. Do you eat beans 3 times a week or more? When longevity researcher Dan Buettner was studying the Earth's longest living people, located in so-called blue zones, he learned that the cornerstone of every blue zone diet is beans. Blue zoners eat about 4 times as many beans as the average American. Beans are loaded with protein, iron, and zinc. They also contain fiber, folate, and potassium, and they're low in fat. Buettner even includes them in his breakfast. 3. Have you applied for a new credit card recently? Credit cards offer all sorts of benefits, from cash back to points to interest-free promotional periods, and they can mean money for you. Of course, you need to avoid interest charges and pay the full balance every month. But if your credit score is high, 700+, taking out a new card every year or two to reap the newest reward isn't going to significantly dent it. 4. Did you take a nice long vacation last year? According to a 40-year study of European businessmen, participants who took fewer than 3 weeks of vacation annually were 37% more likely to die in a given year than those who didn't skimp or taking time off. 5. Have you considered investing in exchange trade funds? Like mutual funds, ETFs invest in a range of stocks, bonds, and commodities, which helps spread the overall risk. But ETFs have much lower fees because they don't have terms of managers making decisions about what to invest in, and they often cost you less in taxes.